It was a cloudburst in the head of the canyon. Lasted, to my best of my memory, about 20 minutes, the rain. And the main part of the flood lasted about the same time. It was almost impossible to believe that so much water could come down a little canyon like that in such a short time. My guess is that the water was at the top of the most. Was
the head of the flood? The head of the flood?
Yeah, the head of the main part of the flood, I would say, was close to 5 feet deep. And it was running so fast that the edge of the water was straight up where there wasn't any bank. That's very hard for some people to believe, but it's fact.
Okay.
We were in a tent that Mr. Turner had put up there as a camp. His wife and youngest son, Warren Turner, who lives here in Grand Junction today, were in camp with us. Warren was down at the dam with my brother and I where we were building.
Approximately how old was Warren?
To my memory, he was 13. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but he and my younger brother were approximately the same age. And we were all in this tent, and there was a small flood came out of a side canyon, probably 2 feet deep. And I tried to get Mrs. Turner to leave the canyon to go up on the hill, but she was afraid of lightning, so we stayed in there. There was a pack saddle laying out away from there. It started to float away in this water, probably a foot deep, where it was at, and I went out and picked it up and put it up in the tree so it wouldn't we wouldn't lose it. And as I started to return to the tent, this wall of water came down. And it was impossible for me to return to the tent. There was a homemade dining table that Mr. Turner had built. And my brother and Warren and Mrs. Turner were on this as the tent washed down. They had gotten on this table.
They were above the water. Above the water.
Yes. And they was up out of the water for just a few minutes. And this table washed out a little ways and stopped on high ground, and a little more water raised. And it started on and turned over. And Mrs. Turner went down under the water and never came up under this real muddy water. And I saw, Bill and Warren, who later turned out to be Warren, came up, and Bill caught the table and floated with it for about pretty near a quarter of a mile. And he managed to grab a hold of a cottonwood tree and hang on. And I could see someone's head.
It was a cottonwood tree or a log?
Well, it was more of a log. It was a dead log. Yeah. But there was a big limb sticking up, and he froze onto that. And it turned out to be Warren. I didn't know which one it was. It was somebody he couldn't tell. Just his head showing, and the water runs fast. I ran the side of that, and I couldn't begin to run as fast as he was floating. And the water went down right soon. I got my brother out. We saddled a couple of horses when water was close to belly deep on the horses yet, and started to search for Warren and Ms. Turner. And we heard a faint cry in the drift that was nearly as high as my head on the horse, or my shoulder anyway, and Warren was in the top of this drift, wedged in there.
Just a sort of a bunch of drift of limbs and stuff?
Yeah, just trash and limbs that had caught in a couple of trees.
Oh, I see.
They caught in a couple of live trees that held it. And Warren was kind of wedged in this. And he was so muddy from this thing that we didn't know for sure whether it was him or his mother. But we got him out. And he had lost his boots. He had on a pair of rubber boots, and he lost them in the flood. It was real cold after that flood up in the head of that canyon.